Because beef industry organization stakeholders have been unable to reach an agreement on how to increase funding for continued investment in beef promotion and research, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack last week moved forward with plans for a second checkoff program, opening a 30-day comment period. National Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO Forrest Roberts says they would rather expand the current successful checkoff program than start another one.
The beef checkoff program is one of the most successful things that the entire beef industry has ever done. So it dates back to the early 80s where we had several programs that were having really a hard time getting off the ground until farmers and ranchers, they came together and they figured out a way to bring forward a program that had grassroots ownership where producers are making the decisions, and it starts in the state. So our state beef councils, we have 45 state beef council partners that we work with within the Federation of State Beef Councils. And then we, as NCBA, are a contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program. And we're a very proud contractor because that allows us to bring forward the decisions that are made by grassroots producers and bring those strategies to life that enhance not only consumer confidence in beef or preference for beef, but ultimately impact demand for beef, not just here in the U.S., but globally. Today, there's a lot of discussion going on about the beef checkoff and how might we enhance that program. The one thing I think is important for all people in the country to look at, whether they're a beef producer or not, is to really step back and look at what's happened since 1985. We've got a program that has almost 80% support by beef producers. We just measured it in terms of a return on investment, and it yields $11.20 for every dollar per head that's invested. So it's a very successful program. There's a lot of discussion going on now today in Washington, D.C., within USDA, about how best to enhance it. And we feel strongly that the best way to enhance a beef checkoff is not develop a new one, but rather just simply enhance the one today that's proven, that's successful, and that's working, and that's generating an $11.20 return on investment. And that's where we're focused to make that happen.
Other reasons NCBA as an organization is opposed to a secondary checkoff is that it would be duplicative and wasteful and consolidate more power in the hands of the federal government. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.